Just to say a few words about Shishi and Shvi of Vayigash. So the beginning of, I won't even read all of it, but just take a look. So the beginning of Shishi, here we have now Yosef and the brothers now know who each other are, and they have come to reunite, and the family is moving down to Florida. The family is moving down to Mitzrayim to be together in Goshen, which maybe is also Florida-like, for all we know. And the pasuk says, in the beginning of the Aliyah, that v'yest Yehuda shalach lefanav al Yosef lahoros lefanav Goshna. So here we're familiar, just to call attention to, that many mafarshim explain what is this lahoros, to show the way. So either to make the announcement that Yaakov is coming, or to actually show the way. But Rashi has a well-known idea that l'sakim lo beis Talmud, shemisham teitzei hora, that there should be a hora, that there should be a beis medrash. This was one of the highest priorities, that should be set up, and that's what it means that Yehuda was sent down to set that up. So here, this next pasuk, as we'll see, is one of the main reasons why we can't skip this aliyah completely. We just have to take this opportunity. V'yasor Yosef Merkavto. So Yosef, here he gets his carriage ready. In general, for some reason in the Torah, getting your ride ready seems to be the symbol of Zrizus. So we know this, we see this by Avram, we see this by Bilam, who was ready to himself personally, enthusiastically curse the Jews. And here also, so Rashi quotes, "Atzmo aser asasusul merkava l'zdarei l'chvod aviv." He wants to show kavod, so he gets everything ready himself. "Vayal l'kras Yisrael aviv goshen," and he goes to meet Yisrael. "Vayeirala v'yipal tzavarav," and he sees him and he falls on his shoulders. "Vayevk," singular, "al tzavarav od," so he cries on his shoulder. So here is the famous medrash, but only one of them was crying. Who was crying? So Yosef was crying, and Yaakov was not. Why, says Rashi, quoting the Chazal? Shehaya korea sashma. Fascinating medrash. And it's such a fascinating medrash that I know you all brought with, some of you make sure to bring with Chumashim for this year. I'm sure some of you also brought with your Menachos Chaim. Coincidentally, Menachos Chaim is another sefer that had by the same title, I think, or Machna Menachos Chaim, which the entire sefer is on Vayera. So you all have that for your study of Vayera, of course. But here, if you think that's very specific, having a whole volume on Vayera, so this, with a similar or the same title, is even more specific than that. Because if you see the subtitle here, Be'inyan Kriya Shema D'Yakov Avinu L'Bashalom Baharos Elov Yosef Beno. So this entire sefer is not even on one pasuk. It's on a Rashi in the pasuk, that this idea. So clearly we'll have to go through it together now. But we won't go through the whole thing. We'll skip the last page, so we'll only do 290 pages. No, we won't do all that either, but just to get a little bit of a sense, just this is a topic which there has been a lot said about. This conveys the magnitude of a little bit of it. So it starts off with two questions, and it has halachic responses and hashgafic responses, 86 different halachic approaches to this Rashi. And then some more involved essays and some of the halachic ramifications. Because this is brought up in Hilchos Kriya Shema, I'll tell you a little bit how. And then another long essay, so almost 300 pages on this Rashi. So the major two questions that are asked just at the outset, just to give you a little bit of a taste of this discussion, is, wow, you know, like, it's really bad timing. And so after all these years, they finally reunite, and punked, just that minute was Man Kriya Shema, and Yaakov couldn't schedule things a little better, so that's unfortunate, right? So that should ruin their reunion. So is there some other svari here? And then maybe before that question, that if you're trying to say that, no, that was the Zman, exactly. So then why was Yosef not also saying Kriya Shema? Why was it Yaakov saying Kriya Shema and not Yosef? So first we'll deal with that question. If the assumption is that this was the only moment for Kriya Shema, so why Yosef not? So here the Maharal has a comment that Yosef interrupted Kriya Shema to greet his father, because the Mishnah tells us in the beginning of the second parak of Brachos that there are times when one can interrupt Kriya Shema, and one of them is B'nei Hayira, B'nei HaKavod. So here Yosef is greeting his father, so he decided, okay, he's going to interrupt Kriya Shema in order to greet him. And that's an interesting discussion. So if the Ber Heitev al Torah comments that Yaakov didn't stop for Yosef, even though Yosef was a king, because the king, but yeah, come on, it's a son, so he didn't really have very much yira under those circumstances. So this is actually quoted by the Taz. There's a big discussion about how this fits into the halacha. He has a big essay about this over here in the back of the sefer, that the Taz asks, it's actually a machlokus harishonim what these terms mean. When we say that you interrupt for yira, for kavod, so does that mean yira, for example, you're afraid the person is going to kill you? Or does it mean halachic yira, somebody who is subject to mora? So Rashi, it sounds like somebody who could kill you, and the others ask, but if the person is going to kill you, so then of course you stop, it's pikuach nefesh. And presumably Rashi means not that he's going to kill you for this, but the kind of person who could kill you, that's the kind of person you're scared of and you will interrupt for. So the Taz asks that according to the Rush, that yira does not mean they're going to kill you, but it applies even to the yira of one's father or his rabbi, that kind of a yira. So then the question is, so why did Yaakov not interrupt for the purposes of greeting Yosef? So it's a big discussion. There's a lot written about this, but it's just how this is incorporated into the halachic discussion, this whole episode here. But that's one suggestion that that's what was going on. The Sefer Mereshes Chaim, which is also quoted in here, he suggests the difference between Yaakov and Yosef is that the assumption is that the Shmiras HaMitzvos of the Avos, it's a whole discussion to what extent it went, so the Ramban has the notion, I think we talked about it a little bit, in the regarding the death of Rachel, the idea that the Avos only kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. So Yaakov couldn't go back into the land with two sisters who were his wives, and that's why Rachel had to die at that point. But if the notion is that you only keep it in Eretz Yisrael, so then he suggests that Yaakov, we know from the Haggadah, right? The Haggadah tells us that Yaakov didn't plan on staying there forever.